Hey listeners, this is episode 87. Wanted to let you know that these guests are not licensed professionals in mental health or physicians. However, they do highly recommend that if you are feeling a certain way, you should reach out to somebody, either a professional in mental health or a doctor, or reach out to a friend, and they can definitely do what they can to help you. Or you can even reach out to the Mo Bros on their website. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is B-Side. I am on location without my boss lady, Alicia. She actually is with Tyler today. But I am in North Reading with some old school people that I know from the KPM YMCA Leaders Program. Actually, they're all from different parts of Leaders Program. And this is the League of Extraordinary Mobros. I have Tom Leard, and I have Jeff Turk, and I have Ben Cannon. Guys, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what you're doing. You guys are taking part in a Movember. You have an event going on, and you're doing a fundraising event for Movember. Can you tell me a little bit more about your inspiration behind this and everything about this? Because this is more than just what I know about Movember is mainly about testicular cancer and guys grow mustaches about balls. Let's just say that.
Yeah, get it out there. So Movember is a foundation that was started in Australia in 2003 by a bunch of guys that one of their buddies was going through cancer treatments and they wanted to do something for him. So they just figured out what they could do, and they all got together and said, let's grow mustaches and try to raise some money to support him as he was going through. So they're currently the only global organization that is solely dedicated to men's health, including prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health, and suicide prevention. So we just kind of all got together and put our heads together, and now we're here 10 years almost together doing this. So
you guys yourselves all have done this for 10 years.
I've been doing this since 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is my third or fourth year, probably.
Okay.
I think it's five for me.
Okay.
So I just started doing it, and then Ben and I got into like a bit of a competition to see who could raise more money. And then the following year, we're like, hey, we should probably just join forces and get as many of our friends to get involved, because Jeff was already doing it on his own. And then the three of us got together and started the League of Extraordinary Mo Bros, and we've kind of been running with it since.
And how big is the league now?
13. I think it's 13 strong, yeah.
13 this year, yeah. We kind of fluctuate between, you know, some years are higher, some years are lower.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think we're holding steady at 13 or 14 this year.
Okay. Now, so besides raising money, what else do you guys do within this league? Do you guys do like other events, or what exactly do you
do? We do a lot of like social media posts, so okay. A lot of that is like raising awareness.
Okay.
I mean, I work with a couple hundred people every week, and you know, I have people that come up to me and are like, I never knew, you know, suicide was so bad with young men. I never knew prostate cancer, like, if not diagnosed, was so dangerous, like all this stuff. And so it's good for us to get the awareness out that way. And so people ask, hey, why are you growing a mustache? Rest of the year I'm clean shaven. So it's an easy way to start a conversation with somebody.
So how exactly did you guys get, like, how did you guys find out about Movember and just get involved? Like, did you just find out about it and be like, I want to do that? Or was there someone that inspired you to be part of this?
I found out about it when I was traveling. Someone from a buddy of mine from Australia was like, oh, you're doing Movember this year? And I had no idea what he was talking about. And then he was like, oh, you should check it out. It's this super cool thing. So I went online, looked it up, looked into it. And I'd always had a beard for a number of years.
I do remember that.
Yep.
Yes.
And then so it was just a natural progression. I was like, oh, I could totally get behind this. And so I started in 2010, and that's how I began. That's how I got involved.
I started doing it because I'm Facebook friends with Tom and saw that he was doing it, and he had the mustache and talked about it and 1 year was, I don't share the mustache growing ability that these two gentlemen do, but it was just kind of like, hey, you know, it's, there's no reason for me not to, to jump in and try and do that. So I jumped on that year. That was the year we did the competition type thing. And then
yeah, I was the same excuse as Ben. I saw Tom's post and slowly got myself involved.
Mm-hmm. So, why do you think it's important for there to be awareness about this at your age? Because, you know, we'll just say, you know, for when we're younger, you know, testicular cancer and stuff like that, you think of that as an old man's problem or an old person's problem. Why do you think that it's more important now, more than anything, for awareness to happen?
Because nobody talks about anything. Nobody, like men, a lot of men are conditioned to lock everything down. You know, don't talk about it, don't think about it, it's weakness. And so being able to talk openly and freely about these things encourages people to, like, get checked for prostate cancer, testicular cancer. It encourages them to seek help if they're having mental health issues. And when they see, you know, people talking openly about it, I think people are a lot more likely to reach out to those that can help them.
And it's really like a uninvasive way to open the conversation. Because, like, you see someone else with a mustache, or I would see people out, and, you know, you just give them that little head nod, and you'd kind of share the, yep, we're doing it. And then, you know, someone would come up to you in a bar and be like, dude, what's with that ugly mustache? What are you doing? And it just kind of opens the door to start that dialogue that, you know, we're not invincible. We're not as tough as we think we are. And, you know, if you have connections, whether it be through social media or, you know, a sports team or wherever you're at or through your workplace, just knowing that other people out there are aware of these issues that are coming up and not just thinking they're all by themselves.
So see, before I even came in here, I only knew that Movember was mainly about testicular cancer. So I had no idea that the awareness was also about mental health issues for men as well. Like, sure. I had no idea. I mean, granted, you know, suicide prevention and suicide awareness is, and mental health awareness is something that I'm familiar with anyway. And it's a big thing in many of podcasts that I listen to. So, and I, you know, Ben and I have a common friend that, you know, he had passed from suicide. So, you know, I've always been one of those people to make sure, you know, to be in that situation and be aware. But it's interesting because I was reading your page and I had no idea that that was what that also was involved in. So I think that's, I commend you guys on doing that, as well as Jeff, you talking about, you know, men bottling that up, like the toxic masculinity where you go, no, you don't talk about that stuff. You don't. Like, I commend you guys for being, like, very open about that stuff. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Sunday ever. Yeah. So in your process of getting the group together and you're doing some research, did you learn more about the information in that, what common, like, more information about testicular cancer than what I should say, more information that you think the common people should know, like, other than check your balls?
Right. Well, I think a lot of it is the statistics that are out there from the research that's been done, mm-hmm. is so daunting that unless I was involved in this or knew about it, I would just think that it's another thing. You know what, mm-hmm. I mean? You hear all these stats get thrown out and this, that, the other thing about, oh, it's up this much percent or it's this many are affected, and you start looking into this, these sort of things, and it's stuff that affects men. And I just happen to be a man, and I have a lot of men in my life that I want to keep around for a really long time. So the numbers of people that are affected by these illnesses is extraordinary. And without being involved in this organization, I never would have known that, you know, 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. I never would have known that. And men are unfortunately the only ones that have a prostate, so we are 100% affected by that. I would have never known that had I not been involved, mm-hmm. Or done the research to be an informed participant. So
now on that going on that, where I know for, like, women for mammograms, they say, you know, you only get a mammogram when you're in your 40s. But now women are now getting their mammograms in their 20s because breast cancer is becoming more prevalent in their 20s. Is that the same way for you guys for prostate cancer and testicular cancer? like screenings are getting younger, like having you go in younger, or are they still giving you that minimal age, or that minimum age of 40 plus?
So with for in relation to prostate cancer, it's generally an older man's disease, I guess, but it's not actually the case. So unless you have like a family history or you have signs that you could be affected by it, they still kind of push you off until after 50. And similar to mammograms only being after a certain age, like cancer doesn't care like how old you are. Right. If there are cells that are mutating and doing their own thing, they don't care how old you are. No. So if you have a family history or you have other telltale signs, you know, you need to really press your doctor and your insurance company to have it checked, because early detection is where it's at. If you find it early, you can hopefully move forward. If you find it too late, then you're kind of behind the eight ball the whole way. So there's definitely ages that they say. And testicular cancer is a whole different beast, because it's generally like, I think, the younger man's game. So if you, you know, if one of your testicles didn't descend, that's one major problem. Or, you know, you're, you know, investigating your body as a young man and you find something that doesn't feel right, or you know, and you're in through your 20s and you, you know, you find something different, you have to go get checked. You can't just be like, oh, it'll go away, because generally it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So yeah, better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, and I think beyond that too, just it, for us, it's I think we see little changes that happen with people who either see the stuff that we post about online or even guys that are on our team. So for example, the first year I did this, I hadn't been to a doctor in like 5 years. And then we started doing this and I thought to myself, like, wow, I'm a huge hypocrite if I don't go to a doctor right now, posting about men's health constantly. And then I think we see a lot of guys on our team that post about, you know, trying to break that toxic masculinity that you were talking about, you know, having issues with mental health and seeking out help, and family members that have gone through things. And I think all three of us, just like most people, have been connected to these diseases in some way or another through friends and family and other things. So even things as small as, you know, I've had guys that have told me, you know, I started going back to the gym after seeing what you guys are doing in Movember. So the prostate cancer, testicular cancer, suicide prevention is the chief thing, but I think overall just being healthier is part of it too.
And do you ever become concerned with yourself, like reading some of these stuff and you're like, oh, I feel that, or maybe that's what I'm feeling or something like that? Do you ever, because I do that, that's why I never go on WebMD.
Dr.
Like,
Google.
Yeah. But like, do you ever get concerned where you hear someone saying something like that and you're like, oh, huh, maybe that's something that I should look into? Or do you ever just look at stuff and just be like, I'm going to make a mental note of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a doctor by any means, but right. I always promote that, you know, most of us are fortunate to have some form of health insurance. Mm-hmm. Like, you're paying for it, you might as well use it. Exactly. So like Ben said, like, go have a yearly physical. It's only once a year. They're really not going to find out anything. And if they do find anything out, we're lucky enough to be in an area of the country that has some of the best hospitals and care. So we might as well take advantage of that. You're paying for it, use it. You know, in 2011, I found out that one of my balls was bigger than the other. So I went to my doctor and said, hey, what are we going to do about this? And he said, all right, well, we'll get you an ultrasound. We'll get you situated, figured out. Went, got checked out. Turned out to be nothing. But without this, I probably would have not even bothered about it. But I'm like, all right, it'll go away. Mm-hmm. Granted, it was benign. Nothing was found. So great, but I got it checked out, checked that box. And now every year he's like, how's Lefty doing? I'm like, oh, he's all right. You know? But it's something that I was out in front of, right, in case something were to come up.
Of course.
So personally, that's what I've done. So.
Okay. And anyone else feel like, even with like mental health check-ins or anything like that, you feel like, yeah, you know, that's understandable? Or like anyone come to you and say, you know, because of your posts or because of this, you made me really kind of think, maybe I went to the doctor and because something just didn't feel right. Or like, you know, my ball didn't look right.
Yeah, I think I was talking about this before we started recording, but we had a guy who kind of had an intervention with someone about their mental health and seeing the mental health of their friend deteriorate. And you know, because we were posting about this stuff all the time, he was able to the person who they were concerned with, they kind of intervened with them, but they also saw what we were posting, got on the Movember website, and got some help and got some antidepressants, and have now been, you know, in a much better place health-wise. You know, we had a guy who helped a friend get sober, and his one-year anniversary of being sober takes place in November now because of Movember. Nice. Obviously, we're not going to take credit for every single success that happens there, but I think that it's just realizing, trying to normalize it a little bit more.
And recognizing signs. Do you notice that when you recognize signs with other people and you see certain things, knowing all of this now and all these statistics, is it, for you guys, is it heartbreaking? Because you're like, I never thought of this before, never had to think of this. And all of a sudden you're like, damn, this is heavy and deep and it's rough, right? Or is that just me?
No, for sure. I mean, you look back on things that have happened in your life, and I'm sure we've all lost people to different things, but you never thought of it that way. Like when you're a kid,
right?
And you know, you hear about a distant family member passing away, and then you find out the truth behind it, you know, when you're 30, 40 years old, and you're like, wow, like they took their own life. Like at the time, you don't think he was really sad. Like you're just like, oh man, like something must have happened. You don't get told that as a kid, but then you look back on it, you're like, he probably didn't have a support structure. He didn't have somebody he felt like he could turn to. And so promoting that there are people out there, like saying that anybody can come talk to you or go talk to somebody, you can offer up, you know, numbers to counselors, things like that, but like everybody has to have someone they can talk to.
So how else do you guys keep attention and awareness on these matters outside of November? Like, do you guys continue to post throughout the year? Do you guys have a Facebook group, or do you just keep it on your own socials?
I definitely talk about it throughout the year because the mustache is a big topic of conversation. When people see you with a mustache for a month, they'll talk about it the rest of the year. And so it's a good segue into talking about, you know, all the health issues that men face, because, I mean, obviously it happens all year round, not just in November. But I don't do as much posting, social media posting. I'm not big on social media anyway. It's probably the only month of the year that I post. But you don't really want to, like, shove it down everyone's throats all year round. Like, I want people to know, like, November I'm going to be posting about it, but the whole year round, like, when people ask about the mustache, I'll be like, yeah, it's a charity mustache. Like, I don't just grow that because I like something on my upper lip. Like, I'm growing that for awareness and
so
donations.
You're saying you're not a fan of the thing on your upper lip?
I don't, like, I personally like having it. My fiance might feel differently about it, but a little upper lip insulation isn't a bad thing.
I think I would also say that the Movember, like if you follow the Movember social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, they're posting throughout the year some pretty good stuff. And I know that I've seen the three of us and other members of our team at different points in the year keep things updated and let people know kind of what's going on.
And it's also, you know, I kind of see myself as a resource, you know, not in any professional capacity at all, but like, you know, if someone has a question or they need to be linked up with somebody, or they're, you know, showing signs of needing someone to listen to, it's actually reaching out and doing status checks and seeing how your buddies are doing and stuff, and you know, just letting them know that you're available, and that, you know, since we're the, I don't know, catalyst or poster child in our group of friends or in our circles, you know, people are more likely to seek us out if they do find themselves, you know, in a situation that they don't know how to handle. So we're able to get them out, but get them out to the resources that are available to everybody.
Okay. So you guys, you have your challenge and you have your group of raising funds. So for Movember, but do you guys have your own like gentleman's bets on like who can grow the gnarliest mustache or the longest mustache?
No, because I would lose.
I was gonna say, because Jeff's got a pretty impressive handlebar going over there.
Tom's profession prohibits him from doing. Yeah. You know, it's
so I actually keep a mustache year round. So I trim mine to a different style for the month of Movember. It's just a different look for me for next couple, and then it'll start to creep back down my face where it belongs.
Our group is into we've kind of embraced these physical challenges more than like the mustache growing challenges. So a couple of years ago, Jeff threw out on Facebook that he was going to do a calorie on an air bike, which for everyone who's ever been on an air bike, it's the, like the worst thing of all time, for every dollar that he raised. This year, I think we had chatted about doing like a rowathon type thing.
Yeah, like 10 meters for every dollar raised, so like a marathon row or something like that.
So it kind of fits the, we're having this CrossFit event, CrossFit Full Potential, and we kind of go about it from like a physical challenge standpoint. So, and then there's always the inner chirping between who's passing who. We have another friend on our team that lives in New York who, you know, I let him know right away that I had passed him in fundraising. So that type of stuff
happens. It's a healthy camaraderie / competition between the two of us, between our whole team, but more along the lines of being physically active, because that's something small you can do, whether it be like a 10-minute walk or taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Like little small changes create bigger changes as you move along. Like Jeff's profession is helping people get fit and finding their inner athlete or their better. And I'm a firefighter, so other firemen, I try to get them moving, you know, when we're not training or doing classes or out on runs. We try to be active, and you know, Ben works with young people as well, and trying to get his office mates to be more active than just, you know, having a sedentary lifestyle, which we've all become accustomed to almost. So we do more of that than the mustache challenges, I guess you could say.
Because that would be unfair.
Right. Because I do know that some of them, they're just the mustaches, but that was another thing that intrigued me being introduced to your league, was that you guys were doing a physical event. So can you tell me a little bit more about your event that's coming up?
Sure. Yeah, this is the second annual Kettlebells for Balls event. So we ran one last year. We kind of were spitballing ideas to raise funds and awareness outside of just abusing our own bodies. So like running like air bike calories for every dollar donated was good, but it's kind of counterproductive to men's health. Like I had to go to the hospital after that, get some fluids and stuff. It seems a little hypocritical to talk about men's health and then sacrifice my own. So we put this event together where it's more like a CrossFit throwdown as opposed to a CrossFit competition. And so we get, I mean, what did we have, like 40 people last year come in. They did 3 workouts. And each workout was kind of off some of the statistics. So we took numbers from the Movember website on statistics, like, you know, number of men that die from suicide annually, like stuff like that. And we made workouts based off those numbers.
Oh, wow.
You know, so last year there was a workout with like rowing and kettlebell snatches and like sandbag reverse lunges and stuff like that. And it was all based off numbers from the website, kind of like get people to wrap their heads around stuff like that. But we had about 40 people come to the gym for that. We did a raffle along with it. I think a bunch of us went out to lunch afterwards. And so this year we've kind of grown that a bit. So we're going to do the workout at the gym. We'll have a few raffle items there. And then we're going to do kind of a wrap party over at Riverwalk Brewing.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. So we'll be over there from 4 to 7, December 1st, so this coming Saturday. And we'll have a bunch of silent auction items, a lot of great beer, a lot of great friends. Hopefully a good turnout for something like that, especially for the people who don't want to get physical with us earlier in the day.
Right. Okay. If you don't want to work out or that's not your thing, you can come to the brewery and have a good time and hang out with us and finish up a great month. People's generosity in this month always blows us away. And so we actually have a couple other gyms in the area that some of us are affiliated with that are hosting like a remote workout on that Saturday. So if you can't make it up to Newburyport or wherever, we have remote options also. So I'm sure you'll have links to all that stuff on all your social media. So be happy to answer any questions you guys have. But December 1st from 4 to 7 at Riverwalk is going to be like our wrap party. So we'd like to see as many people down there as possible. 50-50, silent auction.
Yeah, we got, I mean, Grizzly coolers. We got a sweet cornhole set, a Chippo set.
Bunch of Billy Bully Boy Distillery gave us a donation, Fuel for Fire, a bunch of top-notch wines that were donated to us.
Tom got an autographed photo of Andrew Benintendi from the Red Sox. We got an autographed puck from Kevin Miller from the Bruins.
I got a four pack of BC Boston College basketball tickets. Cheesecake Factory gift card, because who doesn't like cheesecake? We'll have a 50-50 too, because who doesn't like money?
Right.
And Riverwalk beers are super tasty. So
yeah.
Yes, I'm familiar with them recently. I might be playing cornhole there, so you know, there's that.
And if people still want to come to the workout, there's the workout starts at 10, I think, on Saturday. Okay. There's still space available. If you sign up, it's $25. It all goes directly to the foundation. You sign up, you get three workouts and a t-shirt, a sweet Kettlebells for Balls t-shirt designed by Tom.
Did we change the color this year?
We did. Yes. It's a baby blue with black, so they're pretty sharp looking. Yeah, we have limited quantities, but we still got plenty. So if you want to register early, and then if you want to just walk in day of, you're more than welcome to participate. Hopefully there'll be a shirt in your size. If not, we'll get you next year.
Okay. Now, I do have a question for you. How soon after these events are you shaving? Are you shaving at the wrap party? Well, not you, Tom, but are you shaving at the wrap party, or are you waiting a day?
I probably won't shave until after I've done the rowing. I promised to do, so I usually wait. Plus, I got a group of high schoolers coming into the gym for a few sessions, and the mustache plays when you're trying to intimidate high schoolers.
Now, so you work with high schoolers. Now, are you talking to them a little bit about this?
Not as much. I mean, I see them for...
I mean, I find it might be a little weird to talk to them.
I see them for like 90 minutes a week. So really, for them, I mean, we're getting them into the health initiative just by teaching them to move properly. Mm-hmm. You know, teaching them to move, kind of building a foundation of fitness. You know, some of these kids look like baby giraffes when they come through the doors, you know, and they don't really move well. And so teaching them things like that is the first step in, you know, health awareness, in my opinion. It would be a little more difficult to open up like a mental health conversation to a bunch of kids like that. They don't want to talk about that, especially to somebody like me.
Right.
But, you know, if I were to see the signs of, you know, somebody depressed or something like that, I'd probably mention it to a teacher or something that they work with.
And the only reason why I ask is because I had a classmate who, in our summer of our junior, senior year, he discovered something on his testicles, and come to find out, it did turn out to cancer, and he did pass away after we had graduated. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really think about it, but you're just like, hey, there's something on my balls, and then all of a sudden it's cancer, and all of a sudden your whole life changes and your whole perspective. And he's like, I was just looking at my dick and all of a sudden there's cancer. It's like, what's happening, you know? And I think like high school kids don't really think about that, and I don't think health classes, I mean, I say this on our podcast all the time, that health classes just don't teach school kids proper health anyway.
Right.
And same thing with movement. And I was mentioning to Tom beforehand, like, me moving around my body, I mean, I've had back surgery at this point at the age of 33, which, you know, you're not technically supposed to have.
Right.
You know, but I think proper body motions and body movements, they don't teach you that in high school. They teach you how to play badminton. Just because, you know,
pickleball.
or walk around the track. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, when you get older, you have to discover all of that stuff on your own. And you only discover that stuff on your own when it stops working,
right,
or you're forced into that kind of situation.
Right. So I think that's why the awareness factor and almost normalizing it is, you know, this month is great, but it's only 30 days. You know, mm-hmm. You have 335 other days of the year that, you know, you need to be cognizant of your own body and getting to know what's normal for you and normal for other people aren't the same. So you need to know what's number one for you and be able to know who to reach out to when something isn't normal. And, you know, early detection is where it's at, and awareness and making it almost commonplace to talk about things that are uncomfortable. But if a mustache isn't a door opener or an opener or something that, you know, takes away the stigma of it, for these 30 days, I'm happy to do it.
I feel like it's pretty simple, with the exception for Ben, right?
Well, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. It's there.
How long did it take you to start that, Ben?
I may cheat a little bit. I get a little bit of a running start into my mustache. Movember protocol says you need to be clean shaven. I'm not going to comment on if I'm clean shaven on day one.
Fair.
I may also use some products to make it more visible.
But hey, we still love him nonetheless. So. There's actually guys at the firehouse that give me such a hard time since I have my mustache year round. They're like, I'm really disappointed in how slow your mustache grows. And I'm like, well, it's still there. It's better than what you got. I don't have to stand in the sun. I don't have to, call attention to it. But it's a good way to start a conversation. And, we've been doing it long enough now that people expect it. So mm-hmm. It's a fun thing. We have a blast doing it too, you know.
It's good. Did you ever expect like this to be as big as it was, especially with these events? Like,
not a chance.
No way. Just thought, I'm just going to grow a mustache and...
Yeah, well, I mean, I started, like I said, in 2010, kind of on a whim, just, okay, sure, I'll do this. And now here I am nine Movembers later, and mm-hmm. we have this event that is literally growing, you know, as we speak. You know, we've started just last year at CrossFit Full Potential, and now this year it's branched out to, I think, four other gyms. So now we have it in five places. And then we've talked to other places, so they're like, oh, we have too much going on, so next year let us know. So then it's just going to keep going out and out and out. And I mean, last year I think we were floored with how successful our campaign was and the information that we were able to get out there. I mean, the money's great because it funds over 1,200 programs that they run globally. Mm-hmm. But the conversation and the success stories that I hadn't heard that Ben was talking about, you know, like one of the guys on our team had an intervention with his buddy and now he's sober. You know, he's made better, you know, we've all made better choices, and you hear these things, but it's just a matter of, I would never have guessed mm-hmm. that it's where we're at. And it's just, it's awesome. It's fun to just hang out with your good buddies and do good for the world. It's the best month of the year as far as I'm concerned.
Now, do you think next year you're going to try and get bigger or like try to get more people involved, or are you just going to keep going this way and that people are just going to come to you because they heard what you're doing?
I don't think we have a set strategy, but it's going.
Yeah.
It's kind of going in that direction where we keep getting, our impact waves keep going out and further away from us. And, I like what we're doing. I think we're, we got a good, I don't know, projection.
Yeah. I we set a higher goal every year. Like if you're just talking about monetary donations, we do try to set the bar a little higher for mm-hmm. ourselves and for our team
right.
each year. I think we lost one of our top fundraisers from last year this year, and so we're still going to try to hit the same, a little higher mark than we did last year. And so for us, it's getting the word out a little more. Mm-hmm. We've done a little more in terms of events. I mean, last year we just did Kettlebells for Balls. We ran an event earlier this month over at Riverwalk Brewing as well, where they had us in for like a workout, and we did a 50-50 raffle afterwards, but they were kind enough to donate like their whole cut, so they donated a bunch of beer tickets. So people got, for $15 a beer and a workout, and all of that money went into the Movember Foundation, which was pretty awesome.
Now, do you guys create the workout together? Who creates the workout based on the statistics and numbers? Is that you, all you, Jeff?
It's a lot of me, but usually there's input mm-hmm. From the smarter heads than mine. So like Tom gave me some numbers that he thought we should work around. And kind of some suggestions and stuff, and we rolled after that okay. to figure out what like the travel workout would be. And so when they come in for the Kettlebells for Balls event, we're going to do that workout, but we'll have a couple other workouts as well. And probably some that'll like pay homage to what we did in mm-hmm. year one, and some that'll be a little different from what we did.
The statistics, have they changed significantly from last year?
I don't think they've changed.
Or the numbers?
The numbers and the research that we've done is, Movember does a great job of getting those numbers out.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands right now, prostate cancer is 1 in 9. In the United States, 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's prostate cancer. Suicide, it's a big thing, especially in the veteran community. That word is getting out. So there's those numbers. But three out of four we've heard this year, or six out of ten.
3 out of 4 in the world.
Right.
4 to 5 in the U.S., suicides are male.
Right.
Which is, like, staggering.
And, I mean, another way to break that down is globally, every minute a man dies by suicide.
So that's globe, like around the globe, we're losing a man every minute to suicide, which is way too high. So that's why the Movember Foundation has set a benchmark for themselves that by 2030 they want to reduce the number of male death by 25%. Mm-hmm. So, and they have their you know, their projections and their plans are pretty solidified in terms of how they're moving forward with that and their different programs.
Yeah, they fund what, like over 1,200 programs worldwide.
Yeah,
to help with everything, all men's health. But I mean, they'll post a video of them working in the inner city with youth, talking about mental health and, you know, awareness and kind of giving these kids a leg to stand on when it comes to that. Which is awesome, because I don't remember anybody ever talking to me about that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think we've all gone through, you know, rough patches here and there. And most of what I was told when I was a kid was lock it all up. You know, don't talk about it. You don't need to talk about that. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and breaking that stigma through programs like that, I think, is fantastic.
I think your story about your friend, and thanks for sharing that, your friend who died from testicular cancer, is that, you know, cancer gets often a banner, like, as a, like an old person's disease.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know, have the numbers in front of me, but testicular cancer is the most diagnosed cancer in young men. So, and it's easy to check yourself. You know, people are, you know, getting in the shower before they go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a self-check. You know, do your annual physical. You'll get checked there. So
yes, cough.
Cough, yep.
Cough one.
Yep. It's important. And there's always some hilarious, you know, memes and things that the Movember Foundations, I think this year it was like Know Thy Nuts or something like that.
Know Thy Nuts is a big one, yeah.
Some pretty funny diagrams and things like that. But I think it's important for young men to realize that, you know, check yourself, because it's not just an old man's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not, yeah, so... Know Thy Nuts, and they're pretty blunt in their message. They're based out of Australia, so they have a whole different way of getting their message out. But they cut to brass tacks and they don't mess around, because it's something you don't want to mess around with.
Right,
so,
exactly.
if you see something that's out of, you know, it's not right, get it checked out. I mean, we're lucky enough to, most of us have access to great healthcare, so you might as well use it.
Exactly.
And because there's only, you can only go up from there.
Very true. Well, we are at about 45 minutes, so. Congratulations. Good job.
Woo, right.
Did it. So awesome. So where can we find any information on you guys in these events that are coming up for you guys?
So for the kettlebells, it's done on Facebook. It's called Kettlebells for Balls 2.
Okay.
And that's the name of the Facebook event. I think if you just search the events, you'll be able to find it there. It's happening at CrossFit Full Potential, which is Jeff's place of employment.
I'm familiar.
Yep. And then the after party, I think we said, what was that,
four to seven.
So the
Riverwalk.
The workout's at 10. The event at Riverwalk afterwards starts at 4. Tons of raffles and things. The Movember Foundation website, just movember.com, has tons of resources about what they fund, different facts about men's health. You can also find our team page on there. That's the League of Extraordinary Mobros.
I do have that link.
And if you just want to use Google, you can just Google Kettlebells for Balls 2, and it'll bring you right to the Facebook link for the event. But yeah, we're December 1st. We'll be at Riverwalk Brewing between 4 and 7. And yeah, social media, we're out there on Facebook, like everyone's saying. So, and we'll put the link up with all your magical details up there. But
yes.
Because our pages are super complicated, but so it's just beautiful to have a little copy link button you can push, and you're good to go. But yeah, we hope to see you guys out on the 1st at Riverwalk Brewing, up in Newport. And come, we appreciate you having us on. Yeah, come on in for a workout. Start at 10. Yeah, reach out if you have any questions. Any of us would be happy to help.
Yeah, and I think the standard line we always throw in the end of everything is money's tough, especially this time of year. The holidays are coming up, but have a conversation with the men in your lives about their health. You don't have to ask them, hey, how are your testicles doing? You can, I suppose, but
sure.
Maybe
depends on how close you are.
Just ask them, well, hey, when's the last time you went to a doctor? Like, when's the last time you did a self-check? Hey, how are things going? Like, you seem kind of down right now, or you went through something recently. So even if you can't donate, that's okay. Just talk to the men in your lives. Or if you are a male, take a look in the mirror. Maybe it's time to, you know, reach out to a friend or talk to a doctor.
for sure.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me here.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Thanks for having us. This is great.
So we'll end on this, and we'll see you guys on December 1st.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.